This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Friday, the 27th of April, we're all here. Well, the gang's not quite all here. I'm Doug Steffen. I have a presentation to make to Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, because they're here. Hello. That's my presentation.
Hello.
Jennifer's off today, so let's get to what we have trending that will pique everybody's interest, or at least we think that's what will happen. That's why you're trending. Stories lead, Victoria. What do we have?
North and South Korea, they have signed a peace treaty to formally end the Korean War, and which is, of course, 65 years after the fact. They're also looking to pursue a peace deal and a denuclearization treaty. So, huge news. There's pictures of Kim Jong-un, in his little whatever you want to call that. Uniform it is that he wears, which looks like 100% polyester. But that, of course, is
the Nehru jacket. That's what you don't even remember Nehru jackets, but that's exactly what that is made out of, polyester.
It looks polyester, yeah. What's the date of a Nehru jacket?
Nehru jacket would have been in the 70s.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what Dr. Evil wears in the Austin Powers
movie.
Yes,
exactly, right. That's it, right. That's a Nehru jacket. No tie, buttons up to the top. And a pair of pants that match the upper jacket. Yes, Nehru jackets.
Well,
and they were named that way, but do you know why they were called Nehru jackets?
I'm assuming there's a person named Nehru.
The former ruler of India was a man named Nehru, and he was the first one to wear them in the 50s and 60s. If you go back and look for Nehru, N-E-H-R-U, you'll see him and you'll see the jacket and therefore the name. All right.
Was this something that trickled down into regular fashion?
In America,
in the 70s,
the leisure suit.
Oh,
basically, the leisure suit is the Nehru jacket, etc. So,
wow.
Yeah. That's
Do I need to ask if you had one?
I had actually more than one. In fact, I had a number of them. And it took a lot of work for me to get rid of them, too, I'll tell you that. They were quite the sporty piece at the time.
Ooh.
I remember actually wearing, when I was teaching school, I wore one up into school one day. And it was really quite a, because everybody normally, the traditional was wear a suit and a tie, or I was wearing a sport coat and a tie and slacks. And so I wore this Nehru jacket and then leisure suits. And everybody thought I was breaking the teachers used to tease me because they thought I was breaking the dress code. But nobody ever said anything to me. So I just kept wearing them.
Oh, I'm sure there's pictures of that somewhere.
Someplace.
Post on the Facebook page.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Well, the Nehru jacket had a prominent role in the peace talks, too. They had an 8.5-hour meeting at the demilitarized zone. And, of course, this is all, I think, they speculate that this is a part of the deal that President Trump is going to meet with Kim Jong-un later on this year at some point. Maybe it'll be May. We're not really sure when. But it looks like Kim Jong-un is making an effort, maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
I still don't trust anything he does. Right? I mean,
benefit of the doubt. I know, but I just want to give him we can become so down. Remember, thoughts are things. You get so down on somebody. And maybe there really is a good reason for him to change. Or maybe there have been some promises made. Like if we get peace, sign a deal, no more state of war, you guys get along nicely, we'll give the North Koreans some aid. They won't have sanctions.
Yeah.
Maybe he stays there longer. My guess is, I've thought this for quite a while, that there's much more civil unrest in North Korea than is reported because there's no news media to report out. But a couple of the times when PBS and CBS have gotten people inside with cameras on the lapel, and you can see people, dead bodies lined up every morning in the street of most of the major cities, and you see and hear and feel the sense of what people are like. And now that little by little by little, there is news and information that comes in from outside, even though you're executed. If you're found to have a computer or you're somehow or other communicating with the outside world, they execute you in North Korea. But enough people have tried because they know that there's a lot people who have come in from outside, there's knowledge of what's going on there, and it isn't good. So yeah. In order to keep the people from destroying what Kim Jong has, which is apparently about $5 billion stashed away someplace, then you better let... you better let some of it out. And if other people can pay, like if they, even though the trade would require they buy the food and buy the products that are going to bring them up sort of out of the Stone Age, it still will be in a way that there'll be a lot of credit given. The United States will give them a lot of credit. The Chinese give them a lot of credit. So that's how they bring themselves around. I think that's
what's going to happen. Yeah, and I also speculated a while ago that the Olympics, I think, had an impact on this. And having the Olympics in South Korea this year in Pyeongchang, and having them be so close to the to North Korea, and having North Koreans participate on the same team as the South Koreans under that United Korea, there is no way that you're not sitting in an Olympic dorm and people are showing
not
you their
talking.
New iPhone.
Oh, yeah.
Showing it. There's no way that people weren't probably attacking in a good way, the North Korean athletes saying, look, this is what you're missing out on, and go and spread the word. I think that is such a powerful thing, and I'm not surprised at all that there's a lot more exposure, and a lot of these talks have come only 2 months after the Olympics.
Yep. All right, so there's some good news. What else is happening?
Well, some bad news for Tom Brokaw. A former NBC correspondent has accused him of sexual misconduct. And this is a woman who worked as an NBC correspondent while Tom Brokaw was at NBC as well. Her name is Linda Vester. She covered the Middle East and Africa for NBC. She later joined Fox News. She was in her 20s at the time, and she alleges that Brokaw made advances on her at several different points. He, of course, denies this, but there are witnesses, apparently. She said she was in Denver to cover the visit of Pope John Paul II, and she said, well, I was standing there in the Denver bureau with my back to the door, from behind me out of nowhere, Tom Brokaw walked up, put his hands on my waist, and tickled me all up and down my waist. Apparently, she jumped forward and bumped into the editor of the Nightly News, and he saw that what had happened. His jaw apparently dropped, but then she said no one did anything, and there was nothing she could do because Tom Brokaw was the most powerful man in news at the time. And so he, of course, is saying that he did meet with her on several occasions to discuss her career. And he said nothing inappropriate happened, though. It's similar to other stories from powerful men in the news. So we'll see where it goes. But his name is the sort of last one, I think, to be added to this very long list of men with the hashtag MeToo movement.
Sad. Speaking of men who are disgraced, Bill Cosby found guilty on all three counts in that trial that ended yesterday in Philadelphia. Retrial, actually, aggravated indecent assault, drugging, sexually assaulting Andrea Constant while she was at his home in 2004. So he's 80 years old now. He could go to the slammer for 10 years. My guess is that if he goes in, he won't
for
come out.
For each count.
Yeah.
It'll be 30.
Yeah.
It could be 30 years, so.
Yeah, he's... But is somebody going to take pity on him, send him to like a Marion, Illinois institution where they play golf every day?
I don't think so. Do you?
Well,
really?
It depends.
In light of what he did?
That doesn't make any difference. Sometimes it's the judges are so fascinated with celebrity, they do that. That's what happened to Pete Rose. When Pete Rose was sentenced because they got him on tax evasion, there are two penal institutions in Marion, Illinois. One of them is real hard, real tough, real bad. And the one across the street is for white-collar criminals, and and they have a golf course there. And that's where Pete Rose went.
White-collar criminals are very different than what Bill
Cosby
did.
Well, but the thing is that it wasn't... I remember, because it happened while I was working in Cincinnati in the late 80s, it was... The reasoning had nothing to do... The judge and Pete Rose had been friends. And just the understanding was that Pete had to go away, but the judge, because he was so fascinated with Pete Rose's celebrity, that he made sure he went to the right side of the street. Literally, the two prisons across the street again. I don't know.
What happened today with social media and everybody knowing everybody's background?
Are you
kidding?
With all the judges, how many times have we told stories on the air in the last month, even, of judges that were out of control or just doing whack job stuff? We can go to the kid that got sentenced to 3 months in time served for that.
Yeah.
And that woman in Florida who, which she did because the perpetrator or the person was black. I mean, this kind of stuff that goes on. Some of these judges are disgraceful.
Oh, I agree with you. Yeah,
I see that as a plus.
This guy, though, apparently is not a fan of Cosby's, because after the prosecutor said that Cosby was a flight risk because he has access to a private plane, Cosby apparently had an outburst in the courtroom, and people were surprised because he hadn't said anything the whole time. Even when they read the verdict, he had no reaction, and it was only when he was accused of being a flight risk that he yelled out that he doesn't have a plane, and he cursed in the courtroom. Then the judge ruled that Cosby has to be tracked with a GPS tracking device, and he has to stay in his house in Pennsylvania. He's not allowed to leave.
He's got lots of dough, and he'll spend every penny of it appealing this so he doesn't have to go to jail.
Yeah.
And the appeals take years and years and years. So maybe he will never go to jail. Guys like this, I don't know what, I've seen nothing about his health. He don't look too healthy to me in the pictures in the short video that I saw yesterday. And so how long, you know, we're speculating on this, but many people are happy today because he got what he deserved. Can you imagine we got 10 years for each count, and all of the women, let's say there are another 3 or 4 women that are successful to get him into court for the same thing?
Yeah.
Goes to jail, he won't get out.
Yeah, Gloria Allred is still representing 33 of his victims. She was out there giving.
I'll bet you that much of this will these people will sue him in civil court, and the people, Gloria is more famous for getting money out of people than sending them to jail.
Yeah.
So my guess is, knowing how she thinks, that she waited to see if somebody was going to find him guilty in criminal court, and then they start with the civil suits and just pound on him. They just pile on so that he...
Well, like you said, he's got a lot of money. He can make it go away in terms
I'll
of
bet
the civil ones.
That he doesn't have a lot of money when all this is done. I bet you'll see very soon a lot of civil trials aimed at him and getting his money away from him. So, what a shame, though, when you get right down to it. What a shame. All of this sexual stuff, and what does it get you? In these circumstances, certainly nothing good. It's 18 past the hour. This is the DJV show, Purity Products, which is a company that presents extremely intelligent nutritional solutions, finds a problem, and fixes it. Thus, the strategy with krill omega 50 plus with CoQ10. Listen to the three things that are fixed by you taking one of these capsules every day. First, there's fish oil in it, omega-3s, that are great for your circulatory system, your cardiovascular health, get blood to your muscles, to your brain, to all the important organs, your skin, your liver, your spleen, your kidneys, all the blood gets everywhere because of an extra push from the good that comes from omega-3s. Then there's krill oil. Krill is for joint comfort. Krill is an oil that stands with the bursa, the sac that keeps all your joints lubricated so that you won't have those, you know, as you get a little older, you get a little creaky here and there. No, not with krill oil. And then there's the CoQ10, which is for energy. So all three of these things together to help you have an active, healthy lifestyle. You get to the bottom of all of this. It's guaranteed product. And we think that you will, we collectively, because I've heard enough from the folks at Purity that are talking about the people that are buying this on my program, what it does, I know you should take advantage of the opportunity, as many other listeners have, to call 800-355-1493 and order yourself a free bottle. Yes, a free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus to get you started. 800-355-1493. Couple of bucks for shipping and handling, and that's it. So get your free bottle of krill omega 50 plus with CoQ10 at 800-355-1493.
There is a sound no business owner should ever hear. It could mean you're out of ink, paper, or maybe that old printer is done for good.
I think we lost him.
Go to Staples. Staples has low prices every day on a great selection of ink, paper, and the latest printers. Now at Staples, get the HP LaserJet Pro M203DW for $129.99. Staples, your total printing solution.
While supplies last, valid on SKU 244-4436. Expires 4/28/18.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to blackriflerealestate.com. That's blackriflerealestate.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Now 23, change after the hour on the DJB show. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Last night I watched that show Quantico, which has been revived. It has Deepak Chopra's daughter.
It's not his daughter. Fake news. Priyanka anyway. Chopra is actually a pretty big star now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
She's great. She plays the role well. And it's interesting. It's kind of an interesting theme for a show like that. It's an action show. But I thought it was, I'd never seen it before. I thought it was okay. And at the end of the day, after hearings galore, in my city hall, that was a good way for me to escape from reality. I thought it was okay. I came in on the tail end of an old, Ion Television has all these reruns of all the action shows. So I saw an old Blue Blood that I hadn't seen. But those shows are all, this is when Danny's wife gets, if I find the storyline, gets captured by bad guys. So he won't testify about the baddest of the bad. But as you can imagine, he saves the day. Let's hear it for Donnie Wahlberg. All right. So what do we have tonight? Is there anything new on? We're getting at the
there
end
is
of the
actually.
Season,
yeah, there's there is some new stuff. If you're into the NFL draft, rounds 2 to 3 are tonight.
Oh, right. So that was on Fox last night, yeah.
Last night that made some big headlines because it's the first time in the history of the draft that they've had 4 quarterbacks go in the top 10.
Huh.
So that was some big news there. Tonight, there's a brand new Blind Spot on NBC at 8.
That's a pretty good show, too, if you like action flicks.
You know, I haven't seen that show. I didn't know if it was going to get renewed.
Woman's covered with tattoos.
Right, right.
Her brother's a bad guy. She's a good guy.
People seem to like it, though. I've heard good things about it.
Yeah, it's an interesting story.
Also, brand new Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. tonight at 9 on ABC. Brand new Blue Bloods tonight at 10, so you can keep catching up with your stuff there, Doug.
Thank you.
New Dynasty on the CW, which has also been renewed for a second season. That was also
really?
That was kind of a surprise. Yeah, I didn't think anyone was watching it except Jen, but it is still on.
Maybe that's enough.
Maybe it's enough. And brand new MacGyver at 8 p.m. on CBS.
That's not a bad show. George
that seems
Eads.
To be doing okay, too.
Yeah, the kid's very likable. He's a very likable kid. And George Eads is just a kind of a clowny character, much less serious. He was very serious when he was on CSI, but he's not that serious in this role. It just He's kind of, it's just, the kid's very likable. If you haven't seen MacGyver, the kid who stars is a very likable kid. I never said seen him before. Kind of like the guy who's in Lethal Weapon, Clem Cadiddlehopper there, whatever his name is. He's very likable as well.
I'm sure that's not his name, but okay.
No.
I've never seen the show, but I can guarantee not his name.
Clayne Crawford is his name.
Okay.
And you never heard of him, you never saw him before. Now he's everywhere. And that kid from MacGyver is going to be the same. Just like that Patrick Lewis or Adams, whatever his name is, was
Patrick
on Suits.
Adams, yeah.
Never saw him anywhere before, now he's everywhere.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Okay, what else? That's it?
And then one final pick for you, Doug. Tonight at 9, if you happen to be in front of your TV, flip onto the History Channel because you'll get to watch Ancient Aliens. It's
really?
It's a UFO conspiracy, yeah.
I'm probably going to be back by then, but I don't know, maybe I'll figure out how to use the DVR. that'll be repeated. National Geographic repeats all their shows.
Well, it's about time you learn how to DVR.
Thank you. All right, Mom. Up in the music news department, Fleetwood Mac. The majority of Fleetwood Mac, anyway, Stevie Nicks, Christine McVie, John McVie, Mick Fleetwood, gathering to figure out what they're going to do. They parted ways with Lindsey Buckingham, and according to Stevie, Squid came down to a scheduling conflict around a world tour that they were putting together. And she said, quote, "We're supposed to go into rehearsal in June, and he wanted to put it off till November, and that was next November. That's a long time. I just did 70 shows on a solo tour. As soon as I finish one thing, I dive back into another. Why would we stop? We don't want to stop playing music. We don't have anything else to do. This is what we do." I thought that was an interesting admission. It's like to actors that go like The Rock. He says, "What else do I have to do? I'm an actor."
Right.
Go from one show and one movie to the next to the next to the next. John Wayne used to do the same thing. Make 4 movies a year. Got done one? Okay. But where are we going next week? So, anyway, they've invited Mike Campbell, who's the guitarist of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, and Neil Finn, who was from A Crowded House, to work with them. And McVie says, quote, "I immediately felt like I'd known these guys for years, even though we only just met." So the new lineup embarks on a 52-day tour beginning October in Tulsa, crisscrossing the country before wrapping up in Philadelphia in April of 2019. I'd like to see them. Actually, I've never seen them.
I've seen them live on their last tour with Stevie, and it was before Christine McVie came back. They're amazing.
And SiriusXM is going to have a channel devoted to them starting the 1st, which is next Tuesday. 29 after the hour here on the DJV Show.
Worldwide parenting. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. In a meta-analysis of parenting, it was discovered that the number one parenting skill across all cultures is love. The more effectively parents can show their children love, the more effective they are as parents. You probably guessed that one, but can you guess number 2, the second most important skill in regard to parenting? Well, this is an audio program, so I'm guessing you're shaking your head no, so I'll just tell you. It's how you deal with your own stress. That's right. The second most important parenting skill you can ever have is learning how to deal with your own stress. And that's probably because not only are your children watching and learning from what you're doing, but also because they are impacted by the energy you bring to them, even in the throes of stress. For more on parenting, catch me on my new show, The Secret Life of Kids, premiering March 16th at 9 p.m. on YouTube.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Into conversation on this Friday, the 27th of April, last Friday of the fourth month of 2016. Looks like it'll be a nice weekend around most of the country. Did it stop raining down in Washington, Kara?
Nope.
Breaking news.
It is raining, pouring all night. I went out this morning with all of my stuff in a plastic bag and an umbrella and some flip-flops because it was pouring rain.
So how did you fix your flat tire the other day? Did you change it or somebody else change it for you?
Well, I could have changed it, but I didn't. I only have a donut, so I jacked my car up and I spun my tire around to see what was wrong with it, and I saw there was a big old nail sticking out of it. And my dad, being the way that he is, I could have put a donut on and, I guess, driven to a repair place to get it plugged. My dad was like, I'll come down and fix it. And so then my mom wanted to come along, too. So it was a nice little...
Dad and mom to the rescue. Hooray!
It was a family evening. My dad came down and plugged it in like 15 minutes, and then we hung out and ate dinner. So
it's easy to plug those. Get a little tool and a little plug thing.
It's easy if you have the equipment for it. I don't have that in my apartment, and I don't have a thing of air to fill my tire back up. But he's got everything in his garage. So
plenty of hot air here. We can fill up most any tire. Right, Victoria?
You certainly could.
Oh, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Jennifer's off today, Doug Steffen on the DJV show. So the Senate Judiciary Committee yesterday passed an amendment, the legislation aimed at shielding Robert Mueller, which I thought was kind of interesting, especially when you look at who voted, how they voted. It's not only for Mueller, but it's for all of the future special counsel appointments, wherever they may come and however they are put to work. So this legislation will shield them from political interference. This came out of committee. Four Republicans voted with the Democrats to shield, again, the practical implication here is Mueller. They were Tom Tillis of North Carolina, Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, Chuck Grassley of Iowa, and Jeff Flake of Arizona. All the Democrats voted for the legislation. As soon as that happened, Mitch McConnell said that the bill will never make it to the Senate floor. So no politics involved whatsoever in this, as you can imagine. It was all clean. And
Well, what do you think about this? Because I think that I think it sets a dangerous precedent if a president is especially if a president is involved in a special investigation, any president, regardless of party. I don't think that the president should be able to just fire the person if they're coming up with stuff that they don't like.
The problem is the motivation for doing it. This goes back to the Nixon era, of course, the symbol on the Saturday night massacre thing and what's been referred to. Clinton had the opportunity to do it, and he didn't when he was president. There always, especially in the climate in which we live today, there are always going to be people that will want to get you out. That's just it. So, and there are going to be people who keep you in for political reasons, unless there's outrageous evidence. And in this case, there really isn't against Trump. There's a lot of innuendo and speculation and stuff. But it's interesting because Orrin Hatch had said, I think earlier in the week or last week, can't remember when he said it, when he met with Trump, that he could face impeachment if he fired Mueller. And so that's why the legislation moved along as it did. That's why the Republicans who were on the committee voted for it. There's nothing, there's no smoking gun with a Russian election meddling. There's no collusion between Trump and the operatives. There may be some with his son-in-law. There may be something to that. But Trump isn't there. And so what are we doing? We're spending all this money. And it isn't just Trump. I'm with you in the sense that there ought to be some way that is bulletproof, that you can hire somebody to go after someone in higher office to get them out if they're guilty of all kinds of misdemeanors. Trump just,
I think
people
that's
don't like
checks
him.
And balances that our
disagree.
Constitution is
yep.
built on. I think that, yep. that this is just an extension of that. I think it's important. Yeah.
Well, but he isn't going to get anywhere anyway, because McConnell, the old buzzard that he is, he's like a fossil, that guy. He's an example of why people shouldn't be in office as long as he has been in office.
Mm.
So, and so is Orrin Hatch. I've always had a lot of respect for Orrin Hatch. Never had any for Mitch McConnell. I've always liked the guys who, Chuck Grassley I've always liked. I think he's done a good job representing Iowa, even though he's been there too long. Orrin Hatch, the same for Utah. These guys are all in their 80s. And not
well,
just
we saw that with the Facebook trial.
Yeah.
Or whatever you want to call it, the testimony
they've been
Grassley's
been in the Senate for 32 years. Hatch has been in the Senate, I think, for 38 years. And there's no, if for no other reason, you need new blood, new ideas, things as exemplified by what you just said about the Facebook thing.
That was
it was just so out of touch. Out of touch. Okay, so that's that. I noticed that, speaking of Congress and stuff, that the remember last year about this time when the gunman shot up the Republican baseball practice.
Horrible, yep.
It was really awful. So that was the end of baseball last year. So this year, this week, they've started with practice again, first time since the shooting. Held their first practice earlier this week. And this is, Steve Scalise is fully recovered, I think, didn't he? He was the one who was shot.
He was shot in the hip, and he had a really rough road to recovery.
Yeah.
He was
number
on crutches for a while, and I don't know. I haven't seen him recently, so I don't know what his current status is, but I believe he is at least on the road still to fully recovering.
Well, one
but
of the
he may have some issues, though, you know, for the rest of his life. He may have a limp or whatever. That bullet, I think, went through his hip on one side into the other side. It was awful.
Messy. Shot from the side. But the thing that shows that came out of that, remember, because one of the lobbyists was also shot, he recovered. Matt Mike, I think was his name. He recovered, but the lobbyists were all over the place. And because of their relationship, these guys are all friends.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Representative Joe Barton said, I'm very proud of the team. I'm proud to have the resiliency they exhibited, proud of how they have responded. Representative Roger Williams said he thinks last year's shooting made people realize how precious life is. But the political rhetoric is as divided as it ever has been, which is something that went away for a little while last year. But these guys, it's pretty disgusting, frankly. Yeah. All the politics that are there. Here's the, I guess I would consider this, frankly, Victoria, to be a pretty good story, good news or something that shows a positive spin on humanity. That Waffle House shooting earlier this week, $165,000 has been raised on a GoFundMe page. That's 11 times its goal, to help James Shaw Jr.
He's raising money for the victims.
For the victims.
Yeah,
right.
He doesn't need it.
Wasn't he
himself,
the kid that wrestled the gun away from?
Yep.
That's what I thought.
Yeah,
so,
he's been everywhere now. He's very impressive. I think in the state of Tennessee, they gave him some heroism award. And
right. Yeah.
He's made the most of a really bad situation in a good way.
And the Waffle House, where this took place, actually is pledged to donate all the proceeds for the next month to the families of the victims.
Yeah.
And then there was
this fellow. I think they're paying for the funerals, they said.
Yeah. New York, a man launched an online fundraiser to benefit Shaw, $175,000 from his. He'd had 5,500 donors as of yesterday. So brings out the best. The worst brings out the best in people.
It really does, yeah. People want to help, and it's great.
Yep, they sure do. And it certainly is it's appropriate. So as long as we're in the Waffle House category, although Waffle House is, I don't remember ever seeing one, a story about anything being closed. Subway says they're going to close about 500 restaurants in North America. And they're opening more stores overseas. You know that the Subway franchise is the most popular franchise in the world. There are more Subway stores than anything else in the world. They have 44,000 locations around the world. The company says it expects stores to close after it rolls out a revitalization plan, requiring franchise owners to invest more in their operations, and some don't have it. A lot of them are run by Indians and people from other countries because it's been cheap to get into the franchise. Now they're upping the price so the people who don't have the money will get out. And anyway, the stores are all franchise-owned. In some cases, like McDonald's owns some of the stores and some of them are franchised. Same with Burger King, although more of them are company-owned with Burger King. They have very few franchises. Wendy's, I think, is about the same. There are many more McDonald's franchises because what happened early on is that Kroc, in order to raise money, when people saw what was going to happen with McDonald's, he sold off regions. Like one guy would buy the right to own all the McDonald's in Boston, and another guy would buy the rights to own all the McDonald's in Chicago, another guy in Denver. So they raked in a lot of cash so they could expand. And so to this day, there have been many families who have become very wealthy because they own a bunch of McDonald's franchises in the same areas. It's kind of like how hotels got started originally when the idea came up when Marriott had the idea to be a hospitality king. He didn't have any money. And so he raised money with his ideas. He said, okay, we're going to franchise that name and over there. And now, I believe Marriott Corporation is the largest owner of franchise names. It may be Starwood. There's two companies that own most of the hotels in the world. Whether you knew that or not, you know that. There are only two companies that own and or control. Sometimes now the Marriott name and the names that go with, Stonewall or something.
Starwood,
that's it, yeah. Those are all franchised too. The people, like when you go into a hotel, it said there's usually a plaque on the wall. This hotel operated by Joe Mafufsky and friends, and oftentimes they own all the hotels.
I love staying at his hotels.
Yes, it's a great place to stay. So anyway, that's the story with Subway. Let's get another story cooking here. The story of traveling and those who have bought over the years timeshares that now they are tired of or they're being abused, because what a lot of people don't realize with timeshares is that they will charge you. There are monthly fees or there are club fees or fees that go. It's not just paying for the timeshare itself, but you also have to pay a bunch of fees. It's like having a condo in Florida. You know, they have their you pay your mortgage, and then also it's a community fee, and a lot of the gated communities have the same thing, where you have to pay a fee every month in order to quote unquote live there and enjoy what they have to offer. Well, if you're not liking the timeshare, you're sure as heck not liking paying the fees. So another reason for you to get out and contact Resort Release. Well, you got to contact them before you get out. Contact Resort Release if you want out. You want to change. You don't want to keep paying. And some of the things, when you look at the fine print that people don't often look at when they sign up for these things, there's a lot of fine print that is not cool. So you see that, and one of them is the fees and the fines you have to pay. And so Resort Release has come into being. They've helped tens of thousands of people get out of the timeshare nightmare. And they can help you by calling 888-277-7245. They'll talk to you about what they can do, how they do it. It's all legal. It's all very much above board. So Resort Release, you remember that name, and you call this number, 888-277-7245. Don't pay anymore. That's it. If they don't help you, by the way, you don't have to pay them a dime either. They've got a Better Business Bureau rating of A+. Resort Release, 888-277-7245.
The Geek Out. The resurgence of people buying music on vinyl is big news in the music industry. Now, it was thought to be a dead format. It actually sold more last year than people who bought music via download. In addition, there was a record number of sales of LPs in 2017, up 9% from the previous year, and that's 12 straight years of increases. But now there's an Austrian company looking to launch something called high-definition vinyl, promising to put 30% more music per side along with better audio quality. Now, of course, what powers this is lasers, because that makes a better, more accurate stamper, and that's the piece that actually puts the grooves into the record. They claim the turntable you have now will work with this HD vinyl, and they hope to have the records in stores as early as 2019.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available Uconnect feeder, and listen to these speakers. Hey, Mom, what was that song? Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
It's about time.
time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
53 after the hour now. Time for us to overview the top five tunes. Oh, good, Doug. Top five tunes.
The old radio DJ.
Yes, it is the old DJ. It's the top five from August of 1932. No, the top five items from the world of technology from this past week. Victoria has run them down, so we'll count from number five to number one, starting with that very interesting. I thought this was, frankly, whether it's the most important or not, I thought it was the most interesting. I learned a lot when you told the story about the SIM card, so mm-hmm. That's number five.
Yeah, well, universal SIM cards is something that that we've been wanting as Americans who use cell phones. This is something that we've wanted for a really long time. In Europe, this has been the norm for a really long time. So it's one of those things where what happens is the universal SIM card, you can replace the card in your cell phone, and you can switch carriers. So if you have a phone that you bought, and let's say you're a Verizon customer and you want to switch to AT&T, you just pop the SIM card out, you pop in the brand new eSIM, which is what they're called, the universal ones, and then voila, your phone works with AT&T or any other carrier. Now, this is something consumers want. This is not something that cell phone carriers want. And so the reason that this is delayed is because, apparently, from Apple to Samsung and everybody else in between, apparently they all got together and colluded. That's one of our favorite words this year. They colluded to delay the manufacturer and the
You're so cynical. How could you think those people would get together and do that?
I know.
Poor kid. Oh, my God.
So now, now the U.S. Department of Justice is now looking into this, and so this is just a big mess. And they're looking at the nation's largest carriers. AT&T and Verizon are the two biggest. Sprint and T-Mobile follow up, and all of them apparently have been looking into ways to prevent customers from having
their customers.
SIM card.
Let's screw their customers some more.
And there's really very little oversight with this stuff too.
By the way, I didn't realize you were that fluent in French. Voila. That's really impressive. Number
did I
four.
Say that? I didn't even know I said that.
Yes, you did. Number four, the skinny cable situation from AT&T. This is another one. This is another way. AT&T's got a double whammy to screw their customers this week.
This one, I will give AT&T a little bit of the benefit of the doubt. The skinny cable bundle, it's called AT&T Watch. It will be launching soon. It's a low-cost bundle of channels. So if you cut the cord, meaning if you get rid of your cable company, which so many people are doing because cable bills are out of control. So this is going to give you, for $15 a month, it will give you all of the major channels, network and everything, and cable channels. It will not include sports, though, because sports always ups the price. So if you're someone who really just kind of wants, like, basic channels, this is a great solution for $15 a month. AT&T also owns DirecTV, which launched DirecTV Now, the non-satellite component. It's just an app, and that is $35 a month, and that does include some sports packages. So for $15 a month, I think that's a great deal. I think a lot of people are going to sign up for that.
There you go. Number three, counting our way to number one this week.
Some good news for Spotify users who don't want to pay for the app. Spotify has now expanded its new redesigned mobile app to include some tools that were previously only available to premium subscribers, which is $9.99 per month. And so now they say, and this is, again, not surprising, Spotify actually admitted that 60% of their premium users began using the free app. And, of course, then they liked it, they got hooked, and then they started paying for the app. So that's why they're expanding all of these new features. You can use the app free, and then I'm sure you'll get hooked and start paying for it. That's the goal.
So those of us who have Gmail accounts, pay attention to the new details from Gmail as to how they're going to change the world with their new version of Gmail.
Gmail is, they have launched, or they will be rolling out this week, and in the coming weeks, you'll start noticing different tweaks and updates to put on your computer. But they've really upped the privacy section of Gmail, and it's a great move because so many phishing scams start with email. There hasn't really been that much security through email systems, especially with free email. Gmail is free, and so now they have a new thing that's getting a lot of buzz called confidential mode. You can set any message to expire from one day to 5 years from now. It's like very Mission Impossible. So lots of great updates coming.
And the top story this week, top tech story, is a focus on Amazon.
This was the most controversial story of the week, certainly. Amazon Key, which allows Prime members to have a delivery person enter their home, stock the fridge with groceries, leave packages, things like that. Now they're going to be delivering to your car's trunk. And they're rolling out the program in 37 U.S. cities. It is free for Prime members, which is kind of cool. General Motors and Volvo cars are all going to be part of this pilot program. So if you want something delivered to your trunk, you can now have that happen.
Whoopee! Something to celebrate. All right, great job. Thank you, Victoria. Overviewing the top five technology stories of the week. I'm Doug Steffen. We're here together, all of us, at 59 past the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.